Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Kayla Engel
and Jared Pittman.
Now, you guys were part of a very special event that happened last Saturday at the West Burnsville Baptist Church. It actually was something put on by our American Legion Post, number 122 Burnsville, which covers Mitchell and Yancey counties. And so I wanted to start off a little bit, if you would tell me about what the actual event was.
The event is open to all high school students, and they are asked to research and write an 8 to 10 minute speech on a part of the Constitution that interests them, and then deliver that speech. And they are also asked to write a second, shorter speech, 3 to 5 minutes, on 4 amendments that they are told in advance in order to advance their knowledge of the Constitution.
Okay. So what did you learn? What was the biggest thing you learned about the Constitution?
The biggest thing I learned about the Constitution is this year's focus was on the election, and mm-hmm. So the 4 amendments was on the election, and we learned a lot about the Electoral College and about different parts of our history that affected the election process and the amendments we have today.
So now, the actual talk that you did, what did you talk about?
I talked about the timelessness of the Constitution, and I started with the history behind it and what led up to it, and then I focused on how it's affected today and how it will affect in the future, because there's lots of people that are rising up against it without knowing a lot about it.
Yeah. So it is something that we all could learn a whole lot about. You learned things you didn't know, I take it?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. One thing I learned was about in 1933, FDR was going in to enact the New Deal and to help the Great Depression, and he wasn't able to because the election happened in November and he couldn't take office until March. So that's when our 20th Amendment came about.
What was your subject?
So my main speech was on how the Bill of Rights helped to establish the legal system in America and how it also protects citizens' rights as they are processed through that system.
Oh, wow. Did you learn anything new?
Learned quite a bit.
I'll bet so.
We are extremely lucky to live in this country with the type of legal system we have. I learned about how we are protected as we are processed from the second that someone even accuses us of something, all the way up until the courtroom trial. The founders thought of everything to make sure that we were protected, and there's no way that we would be criminally charged without a plethora of evidence that incriminated us.
It is amazing, I've always thought, and when you look at the original document, and I know it's been amended, we've amended it as we've gone along a lot, but when you look at it, they really thought of a bunch of different angles and things. It's just amazing. And then when it was written,
it's very interesting when you are doing some research on it. Each amendment, or at least the ones that I was looking at, there was very specific historical events that led up to it. Like, for example, the 4th Amendment, which prohibits unreasonable search and seizure, was actually brought about because in 1756, Massachusetts banned this amendment because so many tax collectors were just barging into people's homes with no reason and searching and seizing their property.
I talked a lot about the amendment process in my speech, the timelessness of the Constitution. The people wanted a Bill of Rights because they were afraid, after what happened with the King of England, that their rights would be infringed because of the Constitution. They were afraid of a large republic. So the Bill of Rights was kind of like helped to ease their fears, and without a promise to add a Bill of Rights, the Constitution in America as we know it would have never occurred.
You are a student at Bethel Christian Academy, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And then you are a student at Mitchell High School.
Yes, sir.
So we know Matt Hurd got a hold of him. We know.
Oh, yeah.
Are you really interested in, is history something that you're really into, or was this just something you thought you'd try to do?
Absolutely love history, and that's what I'm wanting to do when I get older, is be a high school history teacher.
Ah, excellent. You got second place in the event. How does that feel?
Feels very good. I love the process, and I love being able to deliver the speech, and beyond just winning second place, you gain a lot out of it. I know we're both seniors, and working with scholarship interviews and college interviews, being able to hone in your public speaking skills and learn how to speak in front of a crowd and project your voice, it's all amazing things to learn and things you'll definitely take with you.
I've really enjoyed the whole process. I enjoyed getting to write the speech. That's one of my favorite parts, was writing the speech. Because I love writing. I enjoy writing.
So you are a writer.
Yeah.
You like writing. So what are the plans after Bethel Christian Academy for you?
I'm accepted into Crown College in Powell, Tennessee, and I'm wanting to study secondary education with a specialization in history.
You'll be a fine history teacher. And for you?
So, when I graduate, I am currently accepted to NC State and UNC Wilmington, and I am waiting on responses from UNC Chapel Hill and Duke, and I plan on probably pursuing a pre-med path and then going on to med school.
Excellent. Well, that's good, and we'll look for you to be back here taking care of us when I'm really old, okay? So one last thought. You're seniors, so this is your last time you can be a part of this particular program. Speak to your fellow underclassmen. Should they consider doing this? Because this is open to everybody. Is it something you think they should do?
Oh, absolutely, yes, sir. Not only is it a way to strengthen your knowledge of the Constitution and its amendments and what makes us Americans, but it's also a great place and opportunity to hone public speaking skills and writing skills, and it's a really valuable opportunity.
Okay, what about you?
And I think with college coming up, a lot of people are worried about money, and this gives a great opportunity for scholarships, not only at this level, but as you advance, the awards and prizes get bigger, and you can end up going all the way to where there's like a $20,000 scholarship prize.
Right.
So it's fantastic opportunities for scholarships.
And we do need to mention that. You came in second, so do you go to beyond here, or is that where you stop?
I do not. It is only the
first place
winner, but okay. I did go last year in advance onto Hickory and competed there.
Okay, well, cool. Well, thank you both. Congratulations on what I think was a good experience for both of you. And thank you for coming and visiting with us on the radio. It's nice to talk to you, and we wish you the best.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
I want to thank the American Legion Post 122, Burnsville, for putting together this particular scholarship competition. Now, the winner from last Saturday's event will be going to the regionals next, and if they win there, they'll go on to the nationals. So we wish them the best of luck. The further they go, the more scholarship money they get. So in the meantime, there were five students from our area that took part, three from Mitchell, one from Bethel Christian Academy, and one homeschooled high school student. So we appreciate them all taking part, and we hope we'll wind up with all of them on the radio before it's over with. Thank you so much to Kayla Engel and to Jared Pittman for visiting with us today, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.